Olivia Swanson there to jump it up for Auburn. Still waiting for the Knights to break the huddle and come out and put their girl in. Not a lot of size on this team. Tallest player on the floor is 5'8" for the Knights, so they don't have any height at all under the basket. Jordan Vogler at 5'8" will go in to jump it up against Swanson. Olivia should easily win this tip as she towers over her opponent for the opening tip here. Here's the jump ball, and it'll be controlled by the Bulldogs. They'll put it into the hands of Sydney Brewer. Sydney Binder. Binder across the timeline to the right elbow. Binder feeds the ball to Kirkpatrick. A cross-court pass. It goes to Addie Maddox. Maddox to the top of the circle. Zoe Baltonsparker. Baltonsparker feeds to the right side. Back up to Maddox it comes. Inside the paint. Ball is tipped away. Maddox chases it down in the corner on the left side of the basket. Here's a three on the way up and good. Nailing the three. Jameson Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick with the first 3 points of the ball game. Auburn jumps out 3-0 over Elmwood Murdoch. Here come the Knights. Backemeyer with the basketball comes to the near side on the wing with Zira. Zira back to the top of the key. Backemeyer handles the ball. Hands to Laney Fromm. Fromm can't get to the baseline. Tried to drive on the right side of the lane. Couldn't get there. Across court to Vogler with the pass. Here's a three from the left wing that's up and off the rim. The ball is safe from going out of bounds. Tipped in. Going to be grabbed up by Maddox for the Lady Bulldogs. Outlet pass goes to Binder with the basketball. Into forecourt is Sydney Binder. Driving baseline left side. Shot is up. That won't go down. Shot was put up over there by Olivia Swanson. The rebound comes down to Elmwood Murdoch. Knights with the basketball in the corner. Up top to Backemeyer. Now deep baseline right side. Laney Fromm feeds it inside the paint. In traffic. Jumps free throw line. No. Traveling is going to be called. Walking with the basketball, Jordan Vogler. And the basketball goes back over once again to the Lady Bulldogs. Auburn will have the basketball back. They'll inbound it on the baseline under their own basket. Full court pressure being applied by Elmwood Murdoch. Maddox gets the ball inbounded. Gets it into Binder. Sydney Binder on the dribble across the timeline. Binder works to the right wing. Bounce pass. Goes to the corner with it. Kirkpatrick back to the top of the key. Finds Maddox with the basketball. Addie Maddox on the dribble to the right elbow. Inside the paint. Moving to the hoop. Shot is up and good. Nice move to the basket there for the Bulldogs by Zoe Baltonsparker. Laid it off the glass and dropped it in. It's 5-0. Auburn out to an early lead. Long down court pass tipped away. Goes off of the Knights. Auburn gets the ball right back. They'll inbound it underneath the Elmwood basket against full court pressure. Maddox is going to have to hurry. She's running out of time. The inbound pass was tipped away. Knocked out of bounds on the near side by Jordan Vogler. And it'll stay with the Bulldogs. They'll inbound it. Oh, no, they're going to say Auburn touched it last. Well, that's an interesting call. So the ball goes over to the Knights on the turnover. They'll play it in under the basket. Lob it to the top of the key to Goody. Goody off to the right wing. Finds Zurich with the basketball. She launches a three that misses everything, goes out of bounds. Auburn will get the basketball back. 6:03 to play here in the first quarter. 5-0. Lady Bulldogs up by 5. Full court pressure now by Elmwood Murdoch. Bulldogs turned it over last time they tried to inbound it. They get it into Binder. Binder with the dribble. Sydney Binder across the timeline. Works it into forecourt. She dribbles between the rings to the top of the key. Now Sydney Binder goes all the way to the corner, right side of the free throw circle. Top of the key, Addie Maddox handles the basketball. Around the horn to the left wing with it. Back up top it comes to Maddox. Baltonsparker had it momentarily. On the left wing, that's Olivia Swanson with the ball. Here's a shot for three from the corner by Binder. Doesn't go. Down by Olivia Swanson. Swanson feeds it to Kirkpatrick. Driving layup. No whistle, no foul. And the rebound comes down to Elmwood Murdoch. On the attack comes Ellen Zurat to the right wing. Laney Fromm with the basketball. Fromm hands to Vogler. Ball inside. Tipped away by Maddox. Grabbed up loose. Driving right side. Fire for the layup. Up and off. No good. Rebound. Baltonsparker. Baltonsparker with the outlet pass finds Binder. Binder down court on the push to the right side. Goes to Swanson with the basketball. Olivia Swanson top of the key to Maddox. Around the horn, Binder in the corner left side. Back up top it comes Baltonsparker to the right wing. Underneath, Baltonsparker for three from the right elbow. The shot is up and off, no good. And the rebound brought down by Elmwood Murdoch. Into forecourt on the attack. There's a long three, top of the key, off the rim. A battle for the rebound on the baseline. Coming out of there with it is Addie Maddox. She flips the outlet pass out to Binder. Sydney Binder with the ball into the corner, baseline left side. Lob pass, top of the key, comes back up to Baltonsparker. Here's a three from the right wing that's over the top and doesn't go. And the rebound him with Murdoch. Driving layup, doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul under the basket. The foul is going to be called, I think, on Zoe Faltensperger. That'll be her first personal and the first team foul on the Lady Bulldogs. At the free throw line, shooting two shots will be Tatum Backemeyer. 4:23 to play here in the first quarter, 5-0, Auburn on top. Backemeyer at the line to shoot two. The first one is up and off, no good. She'll get another attempt here. Sitting down and taking a breather now will be Olivia Swanson. We'll see who checks into the game here for Auburn. At the line, Backemeyer ready for the second shot. It's on the way. This one is good. So our score now 5-1. Auburn on top with 4:22 to play here in the first quarter. Addison Darnell has checked into the lineup. A freshman for Auburn. Darnell on the floor with the ball. Top of the circle. Baltensperger holds it. Goes to Binder in the corner left side. Sydney Binder in the paint. Bounce pass out to the right side. Darnell. There's a three. Partially blocked. No whistle. Boy, a lot of contact. When Baltensperger tried to launch that three as she was nailed in the corner, but no whistle. And it's 5-1. Auburn still up by four. 3:52 to play here in the first quarter at Weeping Water. On the right side with the ball, Backemeyer. They lob it inside. Off the glass, shot is up off. No good. Mattis comes down with a rebound, but a jump ball is going to be called. And the possession arrow is going to stay with Elwood Murdoch. Lady Knights will have the basketball. They'll inbound it under their own basket on the baseline, left side of the goal. Inbounding the pass will be Tatum Backemeyer. Backemeyer, a 5'3 junior, to toss it in. Lob pass up to the free throw line, gets it to Bogler, across court pass right side to Backemeyer. She has to chase it down in backcourt after it's tipped by Darnell. To the left elbow, Zurich with the basketball. Zurich guarded by Olivia Swanson in the man-to-man defense. Bounce pass to the top of the key, goes back to Backemeyer once again. Backemeyer holds the basketball, goes to the right elbow, driving baseline underneath. Backemeyer in traffic, turnaround, forces up a shot that won't go. Chasing down the rebound for Auburn, coming up with the basketball in the corner to Zoe Baltensperger. Her outlet pass comes to Binder, down court. Sydney Binder with the basketball, feeds it to Baltensperger right side. Baseline, Darnell in traffic, Darnell backs in. She's trapped under there, and what's they're going to call her for traveling? No, an offensive foul. Addison Darnell was backing into the defender. They get her for an offensive foul. The 5'5 freshman backing in against a much bigger defensive ball player. Timeout taken on the floor. 2:59 to play first quarter. Auburn up 5-1. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2 minutes, 59 seconds to play first quarter here at Weeping Water. The Auburn girls out to a 5-1 lead here in the championship game of the ECNC tournament. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs, the Lady Knights of Elwood Murdoch. Elwood Murdoch with the basketball, Backemeyer into forecourt on the right wing. Backemeyer holds the basketball, gives up top to Goody. Goody goes to the left wing. Here's a three from the left side, up and good. Hitting the three is Lainey Plum. Tom nails the three here. Check that. They're going to give her a two on that one. That was just a two. Makes it 5-3, our score. Only a two-pointer. Must have had her toe on the line down here. Now the Bulldogs come and set their offense, working to the right side corner with it. Skip pass across court to the far side. McKenna Turner in the lineup now for Auburn. With the dribble comes Addison Darnell inside the paint. Back to the corner, baseline left side. Trying to do a spin move is Kirkpatrick. Can't get to the basket. Inside, Kirkpatrick under the basket. Shot up and good. That was Baltensperger. Baltensperger with the basket. Zoe Baltensperger got the pass. She was under there and laid it off the glass. With the basketball in forecourt. Manns in the lineup now. Brooklyn Manns across court to the far side. Lob pass under the basket. Trying to move in. Shot is up. Off. No good. Ball tipped away out of bounds, goes off of Elwood Murdoch. We're courtside, which is normally a pretty good view of the floor here. But what with the officials and the coaches jumping up and down, when we occasionally get blocked out from the action. All right, here's the inbound pass. Comes into McKenna Turner. Turner with the basketball, reaching in there to try and knock it away from her. Zara Turner gets it across the timeline, works into the corner, right side of the free throw lane. Picks up her dribble, gives up to Addie Maddox. Round the horn to the left wing. That's Darnell with the basketball. Darnell feeds Baltonsberger, top of the key. Kirkpatrick lobs underneath. Baltonsberger, shot up and good. Nice move to the basket. Zoe Baltonsberger, she's got six. It's 9-3 now. Auburn up by six. Elwood Murdoch dribbling on the baseline. We may have a whistle and a foul here. The officials meeting up to talk about what transpired. Now, wait a minute. Maybe not. The two of them are having a lengthy discussion about what happened on the baseline. Yes, now we do have a foul call, and the foul is going to be on Darnell. Addison Darnell picks up her second personal team foul, number three. Elwood Murdoch will have the basketball on the baseline under their own bucket. Inbounding it, Tatum Backemeyer. Backemeyer to toss it into the top of the key. Gets it up top to Bogert. Bogert passes to the near side. Zurich with the ball. Now Backemeyer dribbles to the corner, baseline right side of the basket. Thinking of the three at the top of the key with Laney Palm. Then she thought better of it and decided to pull it over to Backemeyer to the left wing. This is Zurich with the ball, driving for a layup. She will be fouled, and we'll put Ella Zurich at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on McKenna Turner. On Turner, her first, Auburn's fourth team foul. At the free throw line is Zurich, shooting two shots. The first one is on the way up, and it is good. Ella Zurich with her first point of the ball game. That makes it 9-4 now. Auburn up by five with 49 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Zurich takes aim for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it is off. No good. And the rebound grabbed there by Olivia Swanson. Swanson pulls it down, gets it out to Binder. Binder down court in a hurry to the right wing. Turner. Lady Bulldogs may just play for one here. 35 seconds to go in the quarter. 9-4. Auburn up by five with 30 seconds showing. Holding the ball is Sydney Binder at the top of the key. Coach Grant Cole up shouting instructions. The Knights willing to just stand back and let them stand there and run the clock down. They're not going to come out and challenge. Sydney Binder holds the ball with 15 seconds to go here. Waiting for the signal to move. Now Binder to the left elbow with pass goes across court. Swanson. And the ball is turned over. It gets away out of bounds. Tipped off the ball, but it'll be the Knights basketball. 8 seconds to go. And now Elwood Murdoch with a chance to come down and play for a final shot of this first period. 9-4. Auburn is up by five with 8 seconds to play. Here's the inbound pass. Laney Fromm chases it down across the timeline with 5 seconds. Into the left elbow with three. There's a shot that's up, partially blocked. Rebound pulled down by Auburn. There's a buzzer. And after one quarter, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs leading Elwood Murdoch 9-4. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We have a final score now in the Pioneer Conference boys' third place game. Sacred Heart Irish with the wind over Friend. 53-50, a three-point win for Sacred Heart. They've captured third-place honors in the Pioneer Conference over at Tri-County. Back to live action here. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs up 9-4. We move into the second quarter of action. Auburn with the basketball. Working the dribble around the horn is Kirkpatrick to the top of the key. Gives it up to Swanson. Across finds Binder. Binder on the dribble. Oh, she had Swanson there for a minute on the baseline. Didn't see her. Now Turner, bounce pass inside. Kirkpatrick, shot is up over the top. Couldn't get it. Rebound, Laney Crom. Fast break. Lay up the other end. Up and good. That was quick. Tatum Backemeyer got in behind the coverage. Got the uncontested lay-in on the back end. Auburn didn't get back on defense. It's 9-6. The Auburn lead is down to 3 now as Binder comes into forecourt. Sydney Binder works the dribble. Pass up to Baltensperger. To the corner, right side. That's Turner with the ball. Top of the key, inside the paint. Turnaround shot for Patrick. Turner, Baltensperger couldn't get it. Ball partially blocked. Here comes the fast break again, all the way in. Jump shot right side off, no. Battle, rebound, put back up and good. Jordan Vogler on the putback. It's 9-8. The Auburn lead is cut to 1 here now. Up off the bench, getting ready to check back in is Addie Maddox for the Lady Bulldogs. Sydney Binder on the dribble into forecourt. Pass on the right wing, Kirkpatrick with the ball. Kirkpatrick can't get to the basket. To Baltensperger, top of the key, Swanson with the ball. Now Kirkpatrick once again holds it on the right wing. Deep in the corner on the right side of the basket is McKenna Turner. 6:25 to go, first half, 9-8. Auburn clinging to a one-point lead here. They led 9-4 by as much as 5, but now it's just a one-point lead. McKenna Turner works the dribble, hands the ball up, gives it off once again to Kirkpatrick. She tries to back inside the paint, can't get there. Kirkpatrick needs help. Now forces up a shot that won't go. It goes out of bounds, and the ball goes back over to the Knights. Off the bench, Addie Maddox checks in. She will replace McKenna Turner now for the Auburn Bulldogs. 6:02 to play. Here in the second quarter, 9-8, Auburn up by 1. They led 9-4 at the end of the quarter. Elwood Murdoch with a chance to maybe take the lead this trip down the floor. Laney Fromm on the left wing to the top of the circle. There's a long three that's off the rim, no. Rebound to Addie Maddox. Maddox quickly gives the ball up to Sydney Binder, and Binder will bring it up court. Sydney Binder at the top of the circle to the left wing. Across to Kirkpatrick, driving baseline left side. Kirkpatrick couldn't get the lay-in to fall. Bulldogs are having trouble connecting and finishing on the driving layups. There's a shot at the other end that's up and good quickly by Jordan Vogler. Elvin Murdoch takes the lead 10-9. Grant Cole has seen enough. He takes a timeout. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. 10-9, Lady Bulldogs down by 1. We're back in half a minute on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Katula back with you at Weeping Water High School. 5 minutes, 27 seconds to play in the first half of this girls' championship game of the ECNC Conference Tournament. 10-9 your score. Elmwood Murdoch now up by 1. Auburn led 9-4 after one quarter. But 6 unanswered straight points here in this second period has put Elwood Murdoch up now by 1. Coach Grant Cole had seen enough. He wanted to take time out and calm his girls down just a little bit. When play is resumed, it will be Auburn's basketball, trailing by 1, 10-9. Addie Maddox will inbound it. No pressure this time. The Knights have dropped back out of that full court press they had on. The pass comes inbound to Sydney Binder, and she'll dribble into forecourt and set the offense for Auburn. Sydney Binder hands it up to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick now reverses her dribble, tries to get inside the lane, can't get there. Goes to Baltensperger with the pass. Baltensperger inside to Binder. Back to the top of the key, underneath. Baltensperger in traffic. Turnaround shot, couldn't get it. They're getting some looks under there and just can't get the ball to fall. Here's Elwood Murdoch down in a hurry, rushing it. Top of the key, 3, off the back of the iron, no. Rebound Maddox. Maddox flips the ball to Binder. Binder down in a hurry this time to the right elbow with it. Swanson with the ball. Swanson, top of the circle, Maddox. Maddox kicks it out into the corner, Binder. Now Binder flipped it to Swanson for three, right side. It won't go. The Bulldogs have gone cold, not able to hit the basket for anything. There's into the corner, deep baseline, right side with it is Ellen Zirrett. A long three is up and good, and hitting the three is Tatum Backemeyer, and that puts Elmwood Murray up by four now, 13-9. That's nine unanswered points by Elmwood Murdoch. They trailed 9-4 at the end of the first period. Nine unanswered at 9-0. Top of the circle. Maddox wants to break that. Nope, she's going to be tied up as she goes to the left side of the lane. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Elmwood Murdoch. The official is going to retrieve the basketball. Then he'll come and indicate who the foul is on. Foul is going to be called on Brooklyn Manns. On Manns, her first personal, and that's the first team foul. First foul, team foul now here in the second quarter on Elmwood Murdoch. That's despite a lot of contact that we've seen into the basket. All right, handling the ball is Darnell, who's back into the lineup. Gives up to Maddox. Maddox finds Sydney Binder with the pass. Binder between the rings. She dribbles at the top of the free throw circle, works to the right side of the free throw lane, tries to go to the baseline right side of the basket, has to pick up her dribble. Pass is stolen away. On the seal is Backemeyer. Backemeyer, fast break, driving layup, blocked away by Maddox, but a whistle on the foul is going to be called on Addie Maddox, and we're going to put Backemeyer at the line. On Maddox, her first personal, team foul number five. At the free throw line, Tatum Backemeyer. She is one out of two from the line tonight, has 6 points in the ballgame. Backemeyer, free throw is on the way up, it's off, no good. 3 minutes, 37 seconds to play here in the first half. It's 13-9. Elmwood Murdoch on a 9-0 run here after trailing 9-4. Second shot for Tatum Backemeyer. It's up and it's good. Make it a 10-0 run now for Elmwood Murdoch. Lady Bulldogs need a basket. They need a bucket desperately here with 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. Under the basket, Maddox backs in against Backemeyer. A cross-court pass to Binder in the corner. Now working toward the hoop inside goes Maddox once again. Into the corner, top of the key, Baltensberger. Baltensberger right side to Olivia Swanson. Swanson pulls up for a three. Got it! Quick three-pointer for Olivia Swanson from here on the left elbow. Makes it a two-point ball game, 14-12. Ball nearly got away over here from Zirrett. She chases the ball down right in front of our table here in forecourt. To the near side, Zirrett holds the ball. Olivia Swanson right in her face in the defense. Man-to-man defense, dribbling toward the baseline is Zirrett. Whistle, we're going to have a foul call on the Bulldogs. Foul is going to be on Auburn's Addie Maddox, her second personal, team foul number six. Substitute in now for Elmwood Murdoch. Brooklyn Manns back onto the floor, replacing Jordan Vogler. Elmwood Murdoch's basketball into their own bucket, zero to inbound it. Here's McKenna Turner back on the floor for Auburn. Turner in replacing Addie Maddox. Inbounding the pass from the corner, a long three that's off the rim and doesn't go. Pulling down the rebound is Ella Zirrett. I thought Ella was going to take off to the other end for just a moment. Took it all the way out to midcourt before giving it up to her teammate. There's a pass that goes off the foot of Tatum Backemeyer. Auburn will get the basketball back and a chance to tie it or maybe take the lead with a three. 2:34 to play here in the first half, 14-12. Elmwood Murdoch up by two. Bulldogs basketball. Binder on the dribble. Sydney Binder hands the ball off to Addison Darnell. The freshman Darnell, a cross-court pass, left side Swanson. Underneath, the ball is tipped away out of bounds. Touched last by Elmwood Murdoch. They knocked it away from Zoe Baltensperger down under the bucket. Basketball will belong to the Bulldogs. Sydney Binder will inbound it. Stands under her own backboard on the baseline just to the left side of the basket. Binder puts it into the corner, top of the key. Ball comes up to Darnell. Feeds the right side, McKenna Turner. In the corner, Swanson for three. Got it! Back-to-back three-pointers for Olivia Swanson, and she has just shot the Bulldogs back to the lead. Follow shot at the other end is off, no good. Tipped around. Follow shot put back up again, won't go, and Sydney Binder gets the rebound. 15-14, Auburn up by one on back-to-back three-pointers by Swanson. She puts up another one! Three, back-to-back. Olivia Swanson with another three-pointer. She's got nine quick points, And just like that, Auburn is up 18-14 with 1:46 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, Auburn listeners, my friend Bob Ingalls, Grandpa Bob, standing across the way applauding, the biggest smile you've ever seen on Grandpa's face, his granddaughter Olivia Swanson, has just drained 3 3-pointers in a row from down here in the right corner. That's got to make any grandpa smile. The Bulldogs have gone from trailing 14-9 to suddenly being up 18-14, courtesy of those 3 3-pointers by Olivia Swanson, the 5'10 senior. A minute 46 to go here in the first half, and now Auburn with a 4-point lead to try and protect. Elmwood Burdock's basketball, Laney Fromm down court with the dribble. Fromm hands it up to Backemeyer to the near side, Zirik with the ball. They're running a weave at the top of the key, trying to get something opened up in the lane here. Now Zirik finds Backemeyer under the basket. Ball is going to be stolen away. Coming up with the steal under the basket was Swanson, and she gives it up to Binder. Binder to the right side. Sydney Binder feeds the ball under to Darnell. Addison Darnell, 5'5 freshman, handles the basketball. Now McKenna Turner on the dribble. Turner gives it up to Binder. Binder bobbled the ball a minute there, gives to Swanson. You better believe they're covering Swanson now after she just nailed 3 in a row. Binder backs out underneath to the corner. Turner dribbles into traffic, has the ball taken away from him. Vogler on the fast break. Swanson is back to block it on defense and got away with the block. Swanson with the block. Here's a long three, top of the key, up and good. Hitting the three from the top of the circle was Tatum Backemeyer. That's her second three-pointer. And now it's a 1-point Auburn lead, 18-17, 34 seconds to play in the first half. Lady Bulldogs will play for one. On the left elbow with it is Darnell. Darnell, up top, Baltonsberger. She takes a couple of dribbles, hands it to Sydney Binder. Binder looks to the clock, 20 seconds to go. Auburn up by one here now. They want to play for a shot. Oh, they turn it over on a pass. Fast break. Going the other direction comes Vogler. Driving layup. Couldn't get it. Rebound. Follow shot won't go. Rebound. Put back up and good. Jordan Vogler got the put back. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. They're going to have to hurry. The ball is tipped around. Chance for another shot at the buzzer. That one won't count. But at the half, the Elmwood Murdoch Lady Knights have rebounded to take the halftime lead 19-18. At the half here at Weeping Water. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a look at the first half scoring brought to you by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career path.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
City Supply. we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Weeping Water High School. At the half, the Elmwood Murdoch Knights leading the Auburn Bulldogs 19-18 here in the girls' ECNC championship game. Well, not a lot of offense for Auburn with the exception of that little spurt there where Olivia Swanson hit three quick three-pointers. Other than that, Auburn only managed nine total points in that first half. Individual scoring here, first of all, for the Elmwood and Murdoch Knights, Tatum Backemeyer is in double figures. She has 10 points. Jordan Goldner with 6. Lainey Fromm has 2. And Ella Zut with 1 for their total of 19. From the free throw line, Elmwood Murdoch went 3 out of 6 from the charity stripe. 3 of 6 for Elmwood Murdoch. For the Auburn Bulldogs, Olivia Swanson leads away with the aforementioned 9 points. Zoe Boltensberger has 6 in the first half. Jameson Kirkpatrick hit a tray for 3 for their total of 18 points. But get this, from the free throw line, the Lady Bulldogs did not shoot a free throw. In fact, there was only one foul called in the entire first half on Elmwood Murdoch. And I won't start editorializing here, but I can tell you there was an awful lot of contact in that first half, and yet only one foul called on Elmwood Murdoch. So, 19-18, our halftime score, Elmwood Murdoch with the lead over the Auburn Bulldogs. This halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute break. We'll step aside for just a few minutes, send it back to our studio, Darren Wisdom, and we'll be back out here in about 5 minutes with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to live coverage of the ECNC Conference Tournament on KTNC.
Frontier Bank would like to take this opportunity to thank the people who care for our community's health. The doctors, nurses, and medical staff who are always there working to make us well. Our local healthcare professionals are dedicated to improving the quality of our lives through good health. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West of Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategies. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're a community medical center, every day making a difference.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property.
Good to live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we welcome you back here once again to Weeping Water High School. It's halftime with the Elwin Murdoch Lady Knights leading the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. 19-18, our halftime score. Typically, we'd be ready to tip it off and move into third quarter action, but the ECNC Conference has chosen the halftime of this girls' game to honor all of the all-conference honorees in wrestling, football, and the other sports cross-country, I believe, also. And so they've turned this into an extended halftime. So because of that, we're going to step aside for another two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back.
All City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back once again to Weeping Water High School. At the half, the Auburn Bulldogs trailing Elmwood Murdoch 19-18. Coming up next, the third of three big games, we'll have the boys' championship game. In that boys' game, it'll be the Auburn Bulldogs taking on the 19-1 Freeman Falcons, a team that defeated Auburn by a single point, 30-29, back in mid-December. So I'm sure Coach Jim Weeks and the Bulldogs have been looking forward to a rematch with the 19-1 Falcons. That should be a dandy nightcap to our day of basketball here on KTNC. Recapping the game played earlier today in the girls' third-place game, Fall City got the win over Weeping Water, 47-27. In the boys' third-place consolation game, it was Elmwood Murdoch over Mead, 62-50 in that third-place game. Here in the girls' championship, again, 19-18, Elmwood Murdoch up by one at halftime. We move to third quarter action. The Lady Knights will have the first possession of the basketball. The inbound pass comes in at the top of the circle to Laney Fromm. Fromm across court finds Volkner with the ball. Back to Fromm it comes. Here's a long three from the right side. Backemeyer down into the corner to Volkner. She finds Backemeyer to the top of the circle. Laney Fromm. Fromm to the right wing. Back and ball back, dribbles underneath for driving layup. It won't go, but a rebound and a follow shot. Put back up and good by Brooke Goody. Goody with her first 2 points of the ball game, and the lead is three now for Elmwood Murdoch, 21-18. Lady Bulldogs basketball in the corner. Kirkpatrick back up to Sydney Binder. Binder bounce pass to the right wing, finds Olivia Swanson, comes to Binder right back with the pass. Binder hasn't used up her dribble yet. Now she dribbles away from the double team defenders, steps through between two defenders, kicks it to the right side. Kirkpatrick with the ball. Into the corner, underneath, goes to Maddox. Maddox finds Kirkpatrick, Waltonsberger free throw line. Lob pass to the corner, Kirkpatrick. Long three, up and off, no good. Olivia Swanson is there, though, for the rebound. Swanson gets it out to Binder. Her little floater's up. It won't go inside the paint. Sydney Binder had a nice look there. The ball sat on the rim but just wouldn't drop for it. Laney Fromm brings it up court. Finds Backemeyer. Backemeyer's pass is deflected, knocked away. Players grabbing in. Olivia Swanson reaches in, gets a hold of the ball, and gets the held ball call. Possession arrow favors Auburn. Bulldogs will get the possession. Good defense there by Olivia Swanson. Inbounding it will be Maddox. Addie Maddox into Sydney Binder, and Binder works it up for it. Behind the back dribble. Gets away from Zarrett on the dribble. Binder has to work hard just to get the ball across the timeline before the 10 seconds. Now Binder to the top of the circle. Baltonsberger around to Swanson right wing. Addie Maddox inside the paint. Baltonsberger backs in. Beats Maddox. Maddox layup off on the side. It won't go. Boy, they've missed a lot of bunnies under there. The ball just won't drop for them. Wilmer gets the rebound, and down court quickly comes Elwood Murdoch. Wilmer stands at the free throw line and holds the ball unmolested there for a moment. Now kicks it into the corner. They bring it back to Laney Fromm. Man-to-man defense for Auburn. Laney Fromm being chased by Binder. To the left wing with it. Zarrett works to the corner. Goes to Laney Fromm. Fromm tries to go for the shot. Blocked away nicely by Binder. Binder knocked the ball out of bounds as Fromm tried to put a layup up there. 21-18, Auburn down by three now. 5:39 to play in the third quarter. They trailed by one at halftime. Oh, there's a great job by Swanson. She deflected the inbound pass, then went up in the air and grabbed it and got the steal. Swanson, outlet pass gets to Binder. Binder working hard once again, being harassed all the way down the floor by Zarrett. Binder gets it across the timeline successfully. Gives up to Baltonsberger. Back it goes to Binder. Now Binder, long pass inside. Baltonsberger in the paint to the corner. Swanson has it. They're all over her. They're not going to give her that open look again. She hit three in a row there at the end of the second quarter from three-point range. Now up top it comes. Maddox, here's Binder for three. She got it. Sydney Binder with her first bucket of the night. She hits a three from the left wing. We're tied at 21 apiece. Down court is Zarrett with the ball. Swanson in front of her playing the defense. Swanson. And now Fromm gets the ball back at the top of the key. Around it goes to Backemeyer. Baseline in the corner, top of the circle. Zarrett with the ball. On the near side, that's Vogler handling the basketball. Vogler feeds it in, driving lay-in up off no, and the rebound brought down by Baltonsberger. Baltonsberger flips the ball off to Binder. She'll bring it up this time unmolested. Nobody chases her. To the left wing with it. Kirkpatrick driving lay-in up and good. Nice move to the bucket. Jamison Kirkpatrick. She's got 5 points, and the Bulldogs retake the lead. Auburn up now 23-21. Auburn back up by two. Here's a three from the right side that rims off. No good. A battle for the rebound. Binder gets knocked to the floor. Now a whistle, and the foul's going to be called on Auburn, I think, on Maddox. Yes, it is. Addie Maddox is called for her third personal. At this point, with 4:04 to go in the third quarter, we've had a grand total of one foul called on Elwood Murdoch. Free throw is up and good by Laney Fromm. She now has 3 points, makes it 23-22. Auburn up by one. Fromm can tie it if she can hit the second free throw. Laney Fromm, second free throw on the way. It's good. Also, we're tied up once again. Substitute in for Auburn. Addison Darnell, the freshman, checks in, replacing Addie Maddox. 4:04 to go, third quarter. All tied up at 23 apiece. Auburn with basketball. Inbound the pass to McKenna Turner. Turner is double-teamed here in the corner. Does a good job dribbling out of bounds. Now taken by Auburn. 3 to go, third quarter. TNC.
New at Peruse with today's most in-demand career path.
Like criminals, plus new.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
Campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Lowest cost for your degrees in the nation.
Peruse State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu.
Whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Baltonsberger trying to get the ball back. Kind of a frustration foul there on Zoe. That's her second personal. Team foul number two on the Lady Bulldogs. 3 minutes, 32 seconds to play, third quarter, tied at 23 apiece. Elwood Murdoch with the basketball, Laney Fromm on the dribble. Laney Fromm on the right side, guarded by McKenna Turner. There's a three from the top of the key off the rim. Rebound brought down. Fast break the other way. Kirkpatrick into forecourt, and she loses the ball out of bounds. Kirkpatrick got the rebound, was trying to do the fast break, and lost the handle on it. Turned it over and gives it right back to Elmwood Murdoch. That could have been a tiebreaker for the ladies in red. 23-all. We're tied up with 3:09 to go now in the third quarter. The Knights of Elmwood Murdoch with the basketball. This is Zirat with the ball, top of the key. Right side, Fromm. Fromm. Again to Zirat on the left elbow. Holding the ball there. Zirat. Now Backemeyer driving in. Couldn't get it. And the rebound is going to be pulled down, taken away by Addison Darnell. Darnell brings the ball up court to Turner. Turner at the top of the key. She stands between the rings, holds the basketball, works to the left elbow. Turner can't get to the baseline. Instead, come back up top to Swanson with the pass. Bulldogs having a tough time cracking this defense to get into the hoop there. They haven't had much luck getting the ball into Baltonsberger. Swanson chases down the loose basketball near the midcourt line. 2:22 to go, third quarter. We're tied at 23 apiece. Olivia Swanson, left wing. Hands the ball to Addison Darnell, the freshman. Darnell, good little ball handler here. Kicks it over to McKenna Turner, right side. Now Swanson in the paint, driving, laying up. Off, no good. It sat on the rim and wouldn't go. Swanson had a good look at it. Boy, the Bulldogs have just had a tough time inside the paint getting those bunnies underneath to drop in the hole for them. Backemeyer with the basketball now. Around the horn to the left elbow from Delaney Fromm in her pink tennis shoes. Easy to point pick out there. Across court to Zirat on the near side. Zirat back to Laney Fromm again at the top of the circle. Penetrating in the paint. No shot. Ball stolen away. Baltonsberger. One on two fast break. Baltonsberger feeds it left side. Got it over, and a blocking foul is going to be called. She fed it to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick was moving toward the bucket, and finally, the second foul of the entire ball game. It's called on Ellen Zirat. That's only the second personal foul, and it comes with 1:33 to play in the third quarter. It'll be Auburn's basketball. They'll play it in under the bucket. To inbound it will be Sydney Binder. Taking a break now, Kirkpatrick comes to the bench to catch her breath right in front of our broadcast table here. Binder lobs it in to McKenna Turner. A cross-court pass to the far side to Darnell. Darnell finds Turner once again. They play catch with the basketball out here between the rings at the top of the free throw circle. Again, it goes back to Darnell. Darnell now finds Addie Maddox. Maddox wants to dribble into the corner, gives to Turner, left side of the basket. Turner, free throw line, up top with it. Gives the ball into the right side to Baltonsberger. Baltonsberger in the paint, moving toward the basket. Double team, couldn't get there. She'll be fouled. That's a second foul here in the second half. Back-to-back fouls. That one's going to be on Laney Fromm, and that is the second team foul of the half, third total foul of the ballgame on Elmwood Murdoch. They only had one foul up until just a minute ago. All tied at 23 apiece. Waiting for the inbound pass. Binder lobs it in. 5 second call, did not get it in time, and that's an unfortunate turnover. You hate to see those. Good pressuring defense on the inbound pass there by Elmwood Murdoch. Forced the 5 second count. All tied at 23 apiece, 59 seconds to play in the third quarter. Let's see if Elmwood Murdoch wants to play for the final shot. In the paint, there's a shot up that's off and no. Battle for the rebound. They kick it out to Backemeyer for three. It's off the rim. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Bulldogs. Hitting the rebound is Baltonsberger. Gives it up to Binder. Sydney Binder starts up the floor with 38 seconds to go in the quarter. We're tied at 23 apiece. Now Auburn will have the opportunity to perhaps play for the final shot of the period here with a tie basketball game. Sydney Binder gets a pick set by Baltonsberger. Comes to the top of the key to Addie Maddox with her pass. Maddox looks for McKenna Turner on the left wing. Now Maddox backs it out to the midcourt circle, hands it up to Sydney Binder. Grant Cole tells Binder, just hold the ball near midcourt. The Knights aren't coming out after. 10 seconds, 9 seconds, it's time to move. 7 seconds, Binder to the right side. Takes it all the way in, driving way up. Binder couldn't get it. Rebound down by Elmwood Murdoch. Shot at the buzzer, will not go. And we're tied after three quarters, 23 apiece. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. Back in 60 seconds, You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers.
Binder to the right side. Inside the paint, Baltensberger kicks it out to Swanson. Binder for three, left side, no. It's off the rim and the rebound, Elwood Murdoch. Swanson falls to the floor, fast break the other way. Into the corner. Here's a three from the right elbow, it's off. A rebound, though. Try for the putback is up. It's off, won't go. Another battle, another putback up, and it's good. By Goody. Goody got it to fall. Three opportunities down there. They kept getting the offensive boards and the putbacks. And it's 25-23. The lead is two now. Baldensberger moves to the basket, and she's going to be called for an offensive foul. Baldensberger made a move for the hoop. The defender stepped into her. And Zoe Baldensberger picks up personal foul number three, team foul number three on the Bulldogs. And now Elwood Murdoch gets the ball back with a two-point lead, 25-23. Elwood Murdoch down court. Lainey Fromm handles the ball for the Lady Knights, kicks it to the left wing. Backemeyer, Tatum Backemeyer with the basketball. Lob pass in the paint, under the basket, back and in. Shot is up, no. Baldensberger, great job. She blocked the shot of Jordan Vogler and then got the rebound back for Auburn and gives it up to Binder. Binder down court. Sidney Binder with the dribble. A cross-court pass. Around the horn to the right wing it goes. Baldensberger. Now Olivia Swanson handles the ball. She backs out. Swanson inside. Baldensberger, turnaround shot. Oh, it's hammered and no whistle. Fast break coming the other direction. Driving lay-in up and good. Getting the lay-in is Brooke Goody. And she is fouled. The basket counts, and she's fouled. The foul on Olivia Swanson. Olivia's first personal, team foul number four. Goody will be at the line for the and one, and a chance to put her team up by five here. Boy, that was an unfortunate turn of events at the far end down here. A big hammer with no whistle. Then the fast break to the other end with the lay-in that counted and the foul at the free throw line. Goody, the free throw is up on the and one, and she got it. Goody hits the free throw, completes a three-point play, and suddenly it's a five-point lead for Elwood Murdoch with 5:54 to go in the ballgame. Lady Bulldogs need a bucket this trip down. Zoe Baldensberger holds the ball on the right wing before handing it off now to Addison Darnell. Up top it comes to Maddox. Maddox gives over to Kirkpatrick. Jameson Kirkpatrick runs the weave, top of the key to Darnell once again. The freshman holds the ball a minute. Across court, Baldensberger. Baldensberger finds Binder with the pass. Now Maddox dribbles in the paint, takes it in for driving. Layup up and good. They needed that bucket. Addie Maddox with her first 2 points of the ballgame. Got it in there, makes it 28-25. The lead is down to three now for Elwood Murdoch. Handling the ball is Zirat. Ella Zirat kicks it out to the left side. 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. 5 minutes to play here. Into the paint, there's a driving layup that's up and off, no good. A rebound, a footback won't go, and Binder gets the rebound. Somehow Binder came out of there with the basketball. Down court, underneath the basket, driving layup up. Oh, she couldn't get it, but a foul. Putting the shot up was Zoe Baldensberger. She got fouled. The foul on Jordan Vogler, only the fourth personal of the ball game, called on Elwood Murdoch. 13 foul. At the free throw line, Zoe Baldensberger. She has 6 points. All of those have come from the field. This will be her first attempt. This is the first free throw that Auburn will shoot tonight. Shot is up and off, no good. That was Auburn's first free throw attempt of the basketball game. Missed the first one. She'll have a second shot here. Three-point ball game, 28-25 with 4:53 to go. Zoe Baldensberger, shot is up, it's off. Couldn't get it. Missed them both. Elwood Murdoch down court on the dribble. Lainey Fromm. Fromm to the left elbow. To Manns. Manns had it tipped away from Backemeyer for a moment. Backemeyer got it back. Around Lainey Fromm into the corner left side. Driving on the baseline, Manns can't put a shot up. Back to the top of the key. Handling the ball now, Lainey Fromm. Inside Backemeyer. Blocked away beautifully. Backemeyer thought she had a lay-in. Addison Darnell, the 5'5" freshman, got up and blocked that one somehow. And the ball goes out of bounds. Obviously touched last by Darnell on the block. 28-25. Auburn down by 3, 4:26 to go in the ballgame. They inbound it on the baseline. Top of the key, looking for Backemeyer. Here's Fromm. Fromm at the free throw line, guarded by Binder. Inside Backemeyer, tipped away by Darnell. She had the steal momentarily, but it went off of Kirkpatrick. It'll stay with Elwood Murdoch. Lady Knights will keep the basketball under their own basket. 4:14 to go. A three-point ball game here now. Auburn down by 3 in the championship of the ECNC tournament. And with the ball for Elwood Murdoch on the right wing, stands Laney Fromm. A cross-court pass to the far side, around the horn, to Zirat with the ball. Laney Fromm once again, on the right elbow, holds it, looks for Backemeyer, Tatum Backemeyer, left elbow, in the traffic, moving to the hoop, a hook shot that's up and off, no good. The ball is loose on the floor. They got it out of there. Great job sitting on the floor. Maddox, and she flipped it out to Binder while she was sitting on the floor with the basketball. 28-25, Auburn down by 3. Timeout taken Auburn. 3:37 to go in the ballgame. It's a three-point contest. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Where does the money go when you invest with Frontier Bank? We'll show you. An ag loan goes to an area farmer to plant a crop. A commercial loan goes to a local merchant to expand their business and create new jobs. A mortgage goes to a young couple for their first home to help them raise a family. With Frontier Bank, your investment dollar stays right here in our local area. It's vital for the local economy. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, let's set the stage for you. There are 3 minutes and 37 seconds left to play in this World Championship game of the 2023 ECNC Conference Tournament. Our score, Elwood Murdoch 28, Auburn 25. The Lady Bulldogs are down by 3. When play is resumed, Auburn will have the basketball, trailing by 3. The Lady Bulldogs will have the first possession coming out of this timeout. The timeout was taken by Auburn.
34 checked in.
With the basketball for Auburn to inbound it on the far side in forecourt will be Addie Maddox. She successfully tosses it in to Binder. Sydney Binder goes back to Maddox. She holds the ball on the right wing. It's a man-to-man defense by the Knights. Top of the key, making the move to the basket. Driving layup, up and off, no good. Putting the shot up with Sydney Binder. Rebound, fast break, the other end. Shot is up and good by Tatum Backemeyer. She's got 12 points. And then a steal on the inbound pass. Backemeyer, shot is up and good. Tatum Backemeyer, back-to-back baskets. And suddenly it's a 7-point lead for Elmer Murdoch. 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. Tatum back in with back-to-back baskets down there. Backemeyer has just put Elwood Murdoch up by 7. At the other end, here's a shot up by Maddox. It won't go. She got her own rebound. Maddox clears it out. Swanson for 3. Got it! Olivia Swanson has 12 points. Her 3-pointer puts it back to a 4-point basketball game. Swanson chipped in when they needed it. 2:37 to go in the ballgame. The lead is 4 for Elwood Murdoch. 32-28. Here's a long three that's in and out. No good. And the rebound comes down to the Lady Bulldogs. Down in a hurry. Left elbow handling the ball. Kirkpatrick inside the paint. Moving to the hoop. Turnaround shot. Up and good. Zoe Mortensberger's got 8 points. It's a 2-point contest. Just a moment ago, Auburn was down by 7. And just that quickly, it's 32-30. 2:08 to go in the ballgame. A 2-point Elwood Murdoch lead. The Lady Knights have the basketball. It's slapped away, knocked out of bounds, but touch last under there by Addie Maddox. Off the bench comes Addison Darnell to check into the lineup. Timeout's going to be taken by Elwood Murdoch with 2:01 to go in the ballgame. 32-30, Auburn back within 2. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Weeping Water High School. The clock shows 2 minutes and 1 second to play in this girls' championship of the ECNC Conference Tournament. Our score, Elmwood Murdoch 32, Auburn 30. Your Lady Bulldogs trailing by two with 2:01 to go. When play is resumed, the basketball will be in the possession of Elmwood Murdoch. They will inbound the ball on the baseline under their own basket just to the right side of the backboard. Big baskets there. Moments ago, that three-pointer on Olivia Swanson. And then Zoe Baltensperger on the lay-in has pulled Auburn back within two. They were down by seven just moments ago. Now, Lady Bulldogs need a stop here. Elman Murdoch to inbound it under their own bucket. Inbounding the pass will be Ella Zirrett. Zirrett to toss it in. Lobs it up top. Gets it to the top of the key. To Brooklyn Manns. Manns the ball handler. Comes to the right side. Tatum Backemeyer with the ball. Finds Lainey Fromm. Chasing after Fromm is Binder to the right side. They're wanting to run clock here, trying to preserve a two-point lead. Backemeyer up to Fromm with it. Now Fromm to the right side. Goes to the baseline in the corner. Inside, ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Auburn's Addie Maddox. Clock down to a minute 38 to go now in the game. 32-30, a two-point lead for Elmwood Murdoch with 1:38 to play. Off the bench comes Brooke Goody back into the game now. Goody checks in. She will replace Brooklyn Manns for the Lady Knights. Inbounding the pass, Ella Zerat on the baseline. Into the corner, right side, Lainey Fromm. Elmwood Murdoch does not want to shoot the basketball. They're up by two. A minute 40 to go. 90 seconds to play. Dribbling to the right side with it. Zirrett. Tries to go underneath. They had her tied up for a minute. To the left elbow, Lainey Fromm. A minute 20 to go now. Lainey Fromm right side. Ball nearly stolen away. Going after the steal was Kirkpatrick. All the way into the corner on the dribble. Baseline, they're trying to get her back. That's Zirrett with the basketball. Zirrett gives up to Lainey Fromm. Now a whistle, and the foul's going to be called on the Lady Bulldogs. Foul is going to be called on Sydney Binder, her first. That is only the 15th foul. So, the Knights will have the ball. They'll play it in on the side. That's five team fouls on Auburn. Inbound the pass. Going all the way in. Collision. Ball is loose. It's tipped away. No whistle. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Elmwood Murdoch. 1:01 to go here in the ball game. The Knights have the ball. Coach called Dwyer up, questioning why there was no whistle and foul on the contact. Inbounding it, Zerat under the basket with 1:01 to go. There's a foul, a push foul on the Knights. Away from the ball. Oh, what a crucial call in the ball game. A push foul on the Knights, away from the ball on Backemeyer. Gives a possession back to the Bulldogs. 61 seconds to go, Auburn's basketball. Inbound the pass. They're down by two. On the dribble, court comes Kirkpatrick with the ball. 32-30. Timeout taken, Auburn. 54 seconds to play. Bulldogs down by two. They'll have the basketball when we return in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Din's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Din's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
What a ball game we've got going tonight here in Weeping Water, and we got a big one coming up after this with the Boys Championship. All right, there are 54 seconds to play. Auburn is down by two, 32-30. The Lady Bulldogs will have the basketball. They'll play it in on the side in forecourt. To inbound the pass is Addie Maddox. She successfully gets the inbound into Binder with the basketball. Binder works to the right elbow. Dribbling the ball very patiently over there, Sydney Binder. Top of the key, comes to the near side with her pass to Olivia Swanson. Swanson hands it up top. across court pass to the far side, Boltensberger. Back to Binder once again. 34 seconds to go here. Auburn with the basketball, picking up her dribble. Binder needs help. Somebody's got to come and get her before the count. Now Swanson comes out to get the basketball with 24 seconds. Auburn needs to be moving toward the basket here. They're down by two. Boltensberger to the basket. Shot is up, doesn't get it. No foul. No foul. Oh, my goodness. Down court. A quick foul by Boltensberger. She got hammered under the basket. Grant Cole is just livid. He's up off the bench in the official's ear. How on earth that was not a foul on Boltensberger under the basket when she went for the hoop. She got pounded under there. Timeout taken by Elwood Murdoch with 11 seconds to go. 32-30. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Bauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grace, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
32-30, the score on the clock. 11.9 seconds to play in the basketball game here in this championship of the ECNC tournament. The Auburn girls are down by two. Coming out of the timeout, the ball will belong to Elwood Murdoch. There was a foul before the timeout, but that was only the sixth team foul, so we're not yet into the one and one. Lady Knights will inbound it in backcourt on the side. Ella Zerat will inbound it against full court pressure man-to-man by Auburn. Let's see if the Lady Bulldogs elect a foul immediately. And that's what we'll do. We'll get the foul before the ball is even inbounded. That way you lose no time off the clock. And that's a good strategy there on the part of Auburn. The foul is going to be called on Sydney Binder. Sydney knows what she's doing. No time expires off the clock. We're still at 11.9. At the free throw line, Lainey Strong. Lainey is 2 for 2 from the line tonight. She has 4 points in the ballgame. Here, she'll be shooting 1 and 1. This is crucial because it's a 2-point lead. Lainey Fromm, the first of the 1 and 1. The shot is up, and it is off. No good, and the rebound to the Bulldogs. Down court with a basketball. Timeout taken immediately. And Auburn will have the basketball with 10.2 seconds to go, trailing by two. A full timeout by Coach Grant Cole. So we'll step aside for 30 seconds. Be right back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, lots of strategy to discuss during this timeout. Here's the situation. There are 10.2 seconds on the clock. The score is 32-30. Elwood Murdoch up by two. Auburn will have the basketball. They'll play it in on the side in backcourt against full court pressure by Elwood Murdoch. So first they got to get the ball in. A two would tie it. A three could possibly win it. Waiting for the inbound pass in backcourt. They toss it in. Boltensberger, she starts up court on the dribble. Boltensberger, right side of the lane, picks up the dribble. Gives it to Swanson. Swanson, top of the key, is fouled. But that is only the 15th foul, and the clock has ran down to 3.3 seconds. A wise foul. They had a couple to give there. They used it. 3.3 seconds to play. Timeout's going to be taken. Elwood Murdoch with 3.3 seconds on the clock. 32-30. Auburn down by two. They will have the basketball in forecourt. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, a lot can happen in 3.3 seconds. Auburn has an opportunity to inbound the pass. We look to Olivia Swanson. She's got 4 3-pointers tonight. Sydney Binder has a 3. A 2 would tie it and push it to overtime. A 3 would probably be a win for Auburn with only 3.3 seconds on the clock. Not a lot of time, but you can inbound it, dribble it a couple of times, and still get a shot off. Inbounding the pass on the far side, Addie Maddox in forecourt. We'll toss it in on the far side. Maddox to inbound it with 3.3 seconds. Auburn down by 2. Maddox waiting for the inbound. Here comes the count. Swanson. Swanson for 3 in the win. Got it! She hit the bucket and there's the ball game. Olivia Swanson is being mobbed by her teammates. She nailed the 3 at the end of the ball game for the win. 33-32, Dave Rose predicted that, sitting right beside me. They got it to Swanson just the way the coach drew it up, and Olivia Swanson nails the 3 to secure the conference tournament championship for your Auburn Lady Bulldogs, and that's a finish that the 5'10 senior will remember forever. Grandpa Bob Ingles getting high fives from everybody all around him in the stands right across from us. What a finish to a conference championship basketball game. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs get the win. Your final score tonight, Auburn 33, and a heartbreaker for Elmwood Murdoch with 32 points. What a contest. We're so glad you joined us here on KTNC for tonight's broadcast. We're going to step aside now for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a post-game scoring recap after this 2-minute break on KTNC.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the scene here at Weeping Water High School, Coach Grant Cole, right out in front of our broadcast table here, passing out the conference championship medals to his basketball players, as a very approving crowd from Auburn across the way on their feet, cheering each and every girl as they receive their medal. Of course, the Auburn folks sticking around. They've got the big boys championship game coming up right after this. The moms are out here snapping pitcher. That big cheer you heard just now was for Olivia Swanson, who hit the game winner at the buzzer to give Auburn the win. Let's take a look now at the individual scoring in the ballgame. For Elwood Murdoch, Tatum Backemeyer finished in double figures with 14 points. Jordan Vogler had 6. 7 for Brooke Goody. Lainey Fromm added 4. And Ella Zurich with 1 for their total of 32 points. From the 3-4 line, 6 of 11 from the line for Elwood Murdoch. Individual scoring for the Auburn Bulldogs, led by Olivia Swanson with 15 points in the ballgame, the only player in double figures. Zoe Baldenberger finished with 8, adding 5 was Jameson Kirkpatrick, 3 points for Sydney Binder, and 2 points for Addie Maddox for their total of 33. 33-32, your final score on a last-second buzzer beater by the senior Olivia Swanson. We happen to have our broadcast point set right behind the bench here for Auburn, and we watched Coach Grant Cole draw up the play and what he had planned on the inbound pass to get it over to Olivia. It was obviously the plan all the way, and it was executed to perfection. They had to know that was coming, but Swanson managed to drop that shot over the top of the defenders and got it to go down for 3 and the margin of victory 33-32. Grant Cole has promised to come over and talk to us here momentarily. Right now, he's posing for pictures with his team as they just won the conference championship tournament here at Weeping Water. We're going to keep it here live for just a moment and see if we can get him to come by and talk with us. We may be competing with the video stream here. I'm not sure. The days of commercial broadcasting along with the video streams, we are now competitors, I guess. Don't forget, we've got the boys' championship game coming up right after this. Here comes Grant Cole. He's going to come by very quickly, and we'll get him to slip that on. All right. Coach, can you hear me? All right. Grant Cole joining us here, head girls basketball coach at Auburn High School. Grant, congratulations. What a ball game.
Hey, thanks, Ray. That was exciting.
We're right behind your bench. I was watching you draw this up. 3 seconds on the clock. Worked to perfection, didn't it?
Yeah. You know, sometimes you draw those things up and they don't work very well. But that one, we wanted to get our two best shooters a chance to get the ball. We had, you know, Jameson going to the ball tight corner and then Olivia Swanson right to the top for the 3. And
not only did Olivia Swanson hit the 3-point game winner for you, but back when it was crucial, back there in the second quarter, you guys had fallen behind and all of a sudden she came out and popped in some quick ones. And that made all the difference in the world. She hit 9 straight points for you. I don't know if you're aware of that. 3 threes in a row, so she had the hot hand when she needed it.
Exactly, and she can do that. She can light it up in bunches there when she gets hot. We needed it.
All right, well, congratulations, Coach. I know you've got other commitments here with the media. Let's stick around and see if the Bulldog boys can do the same thing.
Yeah, thank you, Randy.
All right, that's Grant Cole, the head girls coach at Auburn High School. His girls just putting together a 33-32 conference championship win over the Elwood Murdoch Knights. We're going to step aside and take a time out here and send it back to the KTNC studios to Aaron Wisdom. We'll be back with the boys' championship game in about 20 minutes. They have to sweep the floor here and clear the players off, so it'll be about 20 minutes before we come back on live here on KTNC with that boys' championship. That'll be coming up. So, Aaron, we'll dial you back in about 15, my friend. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.